This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and it is raining. You might be a little surprised to know that when you walk outside this morning, because the rain has been kind of light, not making a lot of noise, not really all that disruptive, just kind of a nice, pleasant spring-like rain. And it's coming down pretty steadily, though, and has been for quite a while, and probably will continue for quite a while. Showers and thunderstorms likely to the tune of 70% all day. Temperature today in the upper 70s. Transit planners say the rollout of the Orange County bus and rail plan is going smoothly despite a few early bumps in the road. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Triangle Transit General Manager David King told county commissioners on Tuesday that plans to implement new bus service in Orange County and build a light rail line to Durham are well underway.
The biggest piece of the entire package, of course, is the light rail work. We are working on the planning of that project, not unlike if we were planning a major freeway.
Orange County's half-cent sales tax for transit was levied last month, but the first revenues won't be dispersed until July. Triangle Transit staffers estimate that in the first year, taxes and fees will generate $7.3 million in Orange County. Half of that will go towards planning for light rail, slightly less than half will go into a reserve fund, and 10% will be used to fund bus services. But access to state and federal funding is less certain. Despite rushing to submit an application for federal funding last September, King says Triangle Transit now needs to reapply due to a change in the grant criteria that mandates more environmental study of the light rail route.
Once you enter what everybody calls the federal pipeline, you've got 2 years, 24 months, to complete the environmental part of the work. The clock starts ticking as soon as they admit you into that pipeline. We feel like we've got maybe 26 or 8 months worth of work that can't be crammed into 24. We certainly don't want to take that risk since that is a major metric.
There are also questions being raised about the impact of the state budget on the plan. The draft Senate version could make it harder for towns and counties to access funding for transit projects like light rail. 25% of the light rail funding is slated to come from the state, 50% from the federal government. On a local level, Triangle Transit officials said expanded bus service funded by the plan would likely start next year, with added trips on a route from South Point to UNC. Transit planners are also eyeing a Mebane to Durham express route in the near future. Earl McKee and Renee Price represent the unincorporated areas of the county, which solidly rejected the transit tax in the 2012 election. Both pressed Triangle Transit officials for assurances that rural residents would be consulted on where the new route should run in central and northern Orange. Here's Earl McKee.
With this, excuse my terminology, a paltry amount of $736,000 out of about $7 million for bus service. There's no way we can do two routes on this. There's no way. So what I want to make sure is that, yes, we need data-driven decisions, but that is not the only factor. Service to the citizens that are paying for this must have a priority.
With that in mind, officials are planning outreach activities throughout the summer to talk to rural residents about where new bus routes should go. They'll update county commissioners sometime in the fall. For more on the Orange County Bus and Rail Plan, visit a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Looking for a creative and inspiring camp for your kids this summer? Look no further than Playmakers Repertory Company. Our award-winning summer youth conservatory features week-long day camps in acting, Shakespeare, and musical theater for middle schoolers from June 17th through July 19th. And don't miss the youth production of Sweeney Todd, the musical thriller, opening July 17th at Playmakers. Learn more at playmakersrep.org or by calling 962-2491. That's 919-962-2491.
Gaines Steer here, owner and chief character at The Last Unicorn, unique architectural antiques for home and garden. You know, wrought iron gates and such, stained glass and other pretties. During the weekends in May, we are staging our 24th annual May Show and Tell Sale. 7 days in May with a 24.9% discount. Our 5-acre outdoor showroom is brimming with unique home and garden ideas. Find us on the web at thelastunicorn.com. Y'all come. Till then, Gaines.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. UNC is almost certain to face steep cuts coming from the state after the budget is finalized. Though the general fund revenues through the first three quarters of this fiscal year were 8% above what was projected, Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Carol King Gray says there's still cause for concern.
And even though that indicates that the state is doing well, we still are concerned about what type of budget cut we will receive for the 13-14 fiscal year.
Gray gave an update of the UNC's finances on Wednesday during the Board of Trustees Budget Committee meeting. Gray said it's anticipated that potential budget cuts from the state will be about $15 million, or a 2% decrease in funding from last year. Worst case scenario would be a 5% decrease, equaling about $25 million. The Senate's budget proposed $48 million in reductions across the University of North Carolina campus system. Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released back in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. Gray also highlighted that the university spent significantly less on academic support.
This is the area that supports libraries and all of the academic administrative support, and I think they've taken some serious cuts over the last 2 years.
Gray hopes to have more to report at the next BOT meeting in July. After the state finalizes its budget, the board will regroup for a full meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. This will likely be the final Board of Trustees meeting for outgoing Chancellor Holden Thorpe. People concerned about the controversial Obie Creek property took a developer-led walking tour yesterday morning to see that property up close. WCHL's Rachel Nash went along, and she has more on the story.
I'm not sure if we need any more retail and mixed use right now. We've had quite a bit of development.
That's Julie Richardson. She lives in Hundred Oaks, close to the Obie Creek development. Richardson took the walking tour through the woods along with about 15 other concerned citizens and also leaders from the town. Here's Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward.
Well, I think it's critical that you get to see the land. If you rely just on a map, a flat two-dimensional map, you lose a lot of the information.
The development is across from Southern Village. The original plan was for a 124-acre lot calling for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But the developer has agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project, an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process. Here's project manager Ben Perry. He led the tour.
Well, there are a lot of opportunities, and the development could take a lot of different paths. There's been a lot of studies in this area showing that the retail demand from the growth both in Chapel Hill but also in northern Chatham County. So that and other commercial development is really beneficial to the town's tax base.
Ward says after neighbors voiced their frustrations over a lack of public input, the council gave the go-ahead for a task force to bring in residents, town staff, and the developer together in the process.
The developer said it's a blank slate. I think that's all of us have gotten where we are, in part because the developer said they're willing to start over.
Ward says the initial concept plan for the development is still in place. The town is currently in the exploratory stage of creating the task force and hearing public feedback. He says this process will take about a year and a half. Then he says the town and the developer will reassess how to proceed.
And we'll have a conversation about what the challenges are and how we might be able to, with the developer, and be able to meet those challenges.
But after touring the site and getting more information, Richardson is still worried.
I think this is a beautiful piece of property that maybe we should just let sit for now. We don't necessarily need to jam a lot of more commercial retail here. There's no proven facts that it's going to help our tax base.
Another tour of the Obie Creek site is set for Saturday morning, June 1st at 10. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Obie Creek, of course, is proposed for the area across the street from 15501 South, across the street from Southern Village. And Southern Village resident Gary Kahn is the first to officially announce his intention to run for a seat on the Chapel Hill Town Council.
I have no real qualified background. This is my first time emerging from New York, but never had any political interest. And the reason I'm running is because, one reason, of course, is Obie Creek, since I live in Southern Village, and I want to be a voice for the people in the Southern Village area, since they really have no say, no represent on the town council, so I think let me do it.
Kahn has been in Chapel Hill for more than 3 years and is a retail associate for a department store in Cary. He made his announcement at the tour of the Obie Creek development area yesterday and says growth in Chapel Hill, especially in the area of Southern Village, is one of the main areas in which his campaign will focus. The official filing period for the 2013 municipal and school board elections begins July 5th at noon and remains open for exactly 2 weeks. Locally, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith formally announced he would be seeking re-election. Lydia Lavelle announced she will be running for the office of mayor in Carrboro this year, as Mayor Mark Chilton announced he would not be seeking re-election. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget about Fridays on the front porch, tomorrow and every Friday at the Carolina Inn. Well, not much happening with traffic this morning. Traffic is rather light. Don't forget, keep your headlights on for a while this morning. Visibility not great because of the rain. No real problems to report this morning. If you spot any accidents or experience any kind of delays or anything unusual at all, call Ram Northam back in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. But right now, everything is moving along very smoothly. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, ChapelHillTire.com. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. High today in the upper 70s. 70% chance of rain. That will extend all the way through tonight. Our low tonight about 60. Still 70% chance of showers or thundershowers. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the low 70s. And actually a nice day tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear skies, cooler with the lows in the upper 40s. Saturday clear, high in the middle 70s. Saturday night clear skies with the lows in the middle 40s. And then on Sunday mostly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. So good weather on Saturday and Sunday. Between now, probably a lot of rain, especially today in the night. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 to WCHL, and time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off our ready-reduced mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, iComfort, Stearns & Foster, and more. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen Set for $269 after 10% off. Or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen Set for $395 after 10% off. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Musicians, find the one. This weekend during Guitar Center's Memorial Day Weekend Sale. With hundreds of deals on guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, DJ and lighting gear, and more. Score huge savings in every department. Up to 75% off list, including doorbusters. Like Shure Dynamic Vocal Mics, $29. Ibanez Dreadnought Acoustics, just $89. Ernie Ball Electric Guitar Strings, 3 sets for $10. Don't miss your chance to find the one. Guitar Center's Memorial Day Weekend Sale ends Monday.
The category tonight, things I've learned as a late show intern. We couldn't do this program on a daily basis without the help of these college interns who come to us from universities everywhere, and they get college credit for plugging in the copier. And it guarantees, you can write your own check. Right after an internship here, it's like a license to print your own money.
Yeah.
So, top 10 things I've learned as a late show intern, ladies and gentlemen. And now, presenting tonight's top 10 list, our current staff of late show interns. Come on out, kids. Here they go. Hi, everybody. I've never seen these people before in my life. Interns are employed in the following Late Show departments. Research. Ooh, that's a hole. Talent. Production. Writers. Writers production. Music.
Yes.
And production finance. That's where you want to be. Production finance. That's right. You get a little, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got something off the top.
A little something off the top. Top 10 things I've learned as a Late Show intern. Here we go. Number 10, Randy Furman, everyone.
Laugh at the jokes, whether they're funny or not.
That's right. Thank you, Randy.
That's what you learn.
Number 9, Emily Erotis.
Attention to detail is super important.
Number 8, Victoria Disc.
Buying 100% pure grain alcohol is not as easy as it sounds.
Number 7, Sasha Lilderry.
There's no better way to work for free and learn nothing about show business.
Right. And God bless you. And God bless you again. Number 6, Paul Napoli.
Weekly transfusions of our youthful blood keep Dave alive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Number 5, Kevin Noonan.
The camera loves me.
Good God. Who is that guy? Number 4, Sophie Boudreau.
It's more fun to watch television than to work in television.
That's right. Absolutely. Number 3, Jason Seligson.
Snitches get stitches.
Mm-hmm. We're not kidding. Number 2, Neil Fessler.
After several months, you start to have feelings for the photocopier.
See, that's exactly what I was talking about. And the number 1 thing I've learned as a Late Show intern, here's Ryan Wilson.
I should have interned for a Jimmy.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Harrison Ford, Rita Wilson, and Jake Bugg. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time for a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Number 5 UNC baseball team begins round robin play today as the number 1 seed in the ACC tournament against Miami. Tar Heels finished the season 48-8 and as the ACC regular season and Coastal Division champions at 21-7 in conference play. Hurricanes were the final team to make it into the tournament at 35-21 overall, 14-16 in league play. However, Miami handed Carolina its first loss of the season at the team's conference opener, 4-1 in Chapel Hill. Prior to that, Carolina had its second-best start in school history, winning its first 16 outings. And one loss in round-robin play, especially early in the tournament, makes it that much harder to make it to Championship Sunday. First pitch of Game 1 of the tournament for Carolina is 3 o'clock this afternoon at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. You can hear all 3 Carolina games as well as the championship if the Tar Heels advance on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Hooray, hooray, it's the end of May, and a lot of us will be going away.
AAA is projecting that 34.8 million Americans will journey this year on Memorial Day weekend, which is about a 0.9% decrease from last year. Last year, 35.1 million Americans took to the roads and skies for the holiday weekend.
That's AAA's Heather Hunter. More from her after this. In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an Auto Owners independent insurance agent have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
AAA has a special interest in holiday road traffic, of course, since most of the 34.8 million people traveling will be going by car.
Road travel is expected to tick upwards just slightly, about a quarter of 1%. We're adding about 100,000 people on the roads this holiday to 31.2 million.
How about gasoline prices?
We're not expecting gas prices to have a large impact on holiday travel this year. However, prices do still remain high, and of those that said that gas prices were an impact, the majority of them will be economizing in other ways, either taking a shorter trip or cutting back on dining out.
But Heather, you said that overall traveling is going to be down from last year.
We are expecting it to be slightly below last year's figure, mostly due to a decrease in air travel. Air travel is expected to decrease about 8%, mostly due to higher airfares and the up-and-down economy that isn't giving as many consumers the confidence to take a trip this weekend.
The report also mentions fee fatigue.
We did hear from a majority of travelers that their largest travel frustration is unexpected fees and expenses, such as baggage fees and seat fees, as well as resort fees that you'll find at some hotels.
Frustration these days seems to go with vacation. Drive carefully, please, and watch out for those fees. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Did you know the owners of Diamonds Direct look at about 100 diamonds, and of that, choose only about 5 to be sold in their showroom? Yeah, they're that picky. See, that's one of the benefits of being right there with the diamond cutters, being able to hand-select the cream of the crop right at the source. These are A-list diamonds, the most dazzling, the most sparkling diamonds the world has to offer. You know what happens to the other stones, the ones Diamonds Direct passes on? Well, many of them end up being sold online or in the hands of wholesalers and brokers, or are sold on consignment to small retailers. By the time they pass through multiple hands, these B-list stones often come with high markups and higher costs to you. So if you're diamond shopping, why risk it? Don't settle for what could be an overpriced leftover. Use Diamonds Direct's unique advantage in the world diamond market to work in your favor. Get her a bigger, better quality diamond for less. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's. Online at diamonds-direct.com.
Terra Nova Global Properties is locally owned. We're on Main Street in Carrboro, affectionately known as the Paris of the Piedmont. The global in our name means we are trained and qualified to find you a pied-à-terre in Paris, the real one. I'm Mariana Fiorentino, owner and broker. Around the corner or around the globe, we are focused on international buyers moving here or those of you chasing your dream to live abroad.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sal's Pizza. Half off. $16 of authentic Italian fare, available now for $8. Sal's offers up delicious, fresh Italian fare with a warm and welcoming atmosphere. According to owner Sylvia, the lasagna is made the way her mother used to make it, and the eggplant is made the way her grandmother used to make it. So you know it's the real deal. It's half off from Sal's Pizza. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Carrboro Family Medicine brings you a look at the latest Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely. High today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is 70%, and we're getting all 70% of that right now. Tonight, mostly cloudy with still a 70% chance of rain. And the low tonight, about 60 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. President Obama will address the issue of UAVs or drones in a speech set for today in Washington.
He's going to try to shift the country's focus away from this war on terror and get us back more towards normal warfare conditions, and that is taking capability out of the CIA, in particular the drones policies and the like, and moving them in towards the Pentagon.
Military consultant Mike Lyons is a retired Army major at the White House. Correspondent Major Garrett with more word on drones.
The Justice Department admitted for the very first time four Americans have been killed in U.S. drone strikes. The Attorney General told Congress only one American, Anwar al-Awlaki, a well-known al-Qaeda propagandist, was intentionally killed by those drone strikes. The three others were described as collateral damage.
The President plans to push for the transfer of Guantanamo detainees. Matt Hawthorne with the National Religious Campaign Against Torture.
Guantanamo is a place where indefinite detention of detainees without any trial continues, something that we see as un-American.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
And good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. It is raining this morning. It's kind of nice, steady, light rain today. We expect a 70% chance of rain all day. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, and our high temperature today in the upper 70s. Good weather coming for the weekend. Budget season is in full swing, and the nonprofit organization that manages your water is a part of that discussion. Orange Water and Sewer Authority, otherwise known as OWASA, released its 2013-2014 budget and did so for the second consecutive year without a rate increase for its customers. The organization wants to hear your input in the upcoming fiscal year's budget proposal, and OWASA is holding a public hearing tonight at Chapel Hill Town Hall. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Vice Chair of OWASA and Chair of the Board's Finance Committee Board, John Young, and Director of Finance and Customer Service, Stephen Winters, about the proposed budget and tonight's public hearing.
What are the highlights of the budget? Stephen, I'll start with you.
Oh, sure. So it's always nice to remind everybody that we're a nonprofit organization. You know, we're owned by the community, similar to the way parks and the roads are. And we're this is the second year in a row that we will have no rate increase in the amounts that we charge our customers for monthly water and sewer service. We're, as a nonprofit, we charge our customers what it costs us to deliver the services. So it's, we're happy that we're able to have kept costs in line to where we cannot have a rate increase this year. And then, as you said, we got a public hearing for to talk about the budget and rates. And so, our operating expense budget is about 1%, actually less than the current year's budget, so we've managed to reduce costs a little bit. And our revenue also, though, is expected to be a little bit less than it has been in the past because our community continues to do a good job of conservation.
One of the things that that I remember hearing in a couple of years ago is the people talking about the increase in rates every single year, and people, you know, obviously every time the rates go up, people don't like to see that, but there was a lot of talk about the significant amount of a rate increase in the last 2 years. There hasn't been any at all. What caused that to level off, John?
Well, there were probably three main things driving the rate increases in the past. One was inflation, which has more or less dropped off. Two was we had a drought back in 2007 and 2008, and you know, as customers started using less, we weren't collecting as much revenue, but most of our costs are fixed in that sort of time frame, and which caused our savings account to drop a bit during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past years we had to kind of recover that savings account, and which we've done now, so we're able to eliminate that issue.
That's an abbreviated version of the conversation with Aaron Keck with WCHL, with John Young and Stephen Winters representing OWASA. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelbrew.com. We'll also have it for you in our next newscast beginning at the top of the hour. Tonight's public hearing for OWASA begins at 7 o'clock at Chapel Hill Town Hall. The university is almost certain to face some steep cuts coming from the state after the budget gets finalized. The general fund revenues through the first three quarters of this fiscal year were 8% above what was projected. UNC Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration, Carol Kane Gray, says there's still cause for concern.
And even though that indicates that the state is doing well, we still are concerned about what type of budget cut we will receive for the 13-14 fiscal year.
Gray gave an update of the UNC's finances on Wednesday during the Board of Trustees Budget Committee meeting. Gray said it's anticipated the potential budget cuts from the state will be about $15 million, or a 2% decrease in funding from last year. Worst case scenario would be a 5% decrease, equaling about $25 million. The Senate's budget proposes $48 million in reductions across the University of North Carolina campus system. Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released back in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. Gray also highlighted that the university spent significantly less on academic support.
It is the area that supports libraries and all of the academic administrative support, and I think they've taken some serious cuts over the last 2 years.
Gray hopes to have more to report at the next Board of Trustees meeting in July. After the state finalizes its budget, the board will regroup for a full meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. This will likely be the final Board of Trustees meeting for outgoing Chancellor Holden Thorpe. The North Carolina government budget, written by Senate Republicans, is passed following a fiercely partisan debate that mostly focused upon a yet-to-be-detailed tax overhaul plan and on Medicaid. The Senate tentatively approved yesterday a two-year proposal that spends $20.6 billion for the year starting July 1st in a party-line 33-17 vote following more than 3 hours of debate. Republicans defeated or avoided several Democratic amendments, including those that sought to take $770 million earmarked for tax reductions over the next 2 years to restore spending for education and rural economic development. Democratic Senator Josh Stein of Raleigh says the budget reveals misguided Republican priorities. Republican senators dismissed allegations that their tax proposal would help the rich at the expense of low- and middle-income families. A chairman of the State House Finance Committee says he's stepping down over displeasure with decisions of the Republican-led legislature and mistreatment from Speaker Tom Tillis. Representative Robert Brawley of Mooresville issued a resignation letter yesterday on the House floor. Brawley claimed that Tillis intimidated him over a bill broadening the service area of local cable provider MI Connections because Tillis has a business relationship with Time Warner Cable. Tillis' spokesman said he's not aware of any relationship. He also called a 2012 bill giving bail bond agents one choice for training a monopoly for bondsmen, including Republican Representative Justin Burr of Albemarle. Brawley said he was asked to resign by Tillis over negative comments on a bill authorizing toll roads in our state. Tillis' spokesman says the decision was mutual. And now, news around town this morning. You're invited to listen to and provide input on the town of Chapel Hill's Morgan Creek Trail Improvement Project tonight. Town staff members will open with a brief presentation and will then open the floor for questions and discussion. The nearly $1.5 million project started in late April and scheduled to conclude by November 30th of this year. It's adding 1,200 linear feet of trail with two bridges and an underpass of Colbert Road. One major portion of the construction includes closing the eastern portion of Colbert Road from June 8th through August 25th to install the pedestrian tunnel. Tonight's public information meeting begins at 7 o'clock at Colbert Middle School. If you'd like to find out more information, visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Walt Mack overheard an interesting conversation the other day when he was at the post office on Estes Drive. That's the subject of today's commentary. It's up next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
This is 1 month where you can afford to champagne taste. You hear a lot about new Acuras and how amazing they are. Performance Acura in Chapel Hill also has one of the best used Acura inventories in the Triangle, with payments to fit your budget and cars to wow your neighbors. They also have a dedicated finance manager who specializes in challenging credit situations. So if you're looking for reliability, prestige, and affordability, Performance Acura is your used Acura destination. That's the definition of value, baby. Make your friends think you got that big promotion at work. It'll be our little secret. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com or visit the physical location at 15501 in Chapel Hill. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's Performance Acura, ChapelHill.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love, close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood, between Chapel Hill and Durham, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the Triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com. acura.com.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools. And if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Hi, this is Jim Manor. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carrboro Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carrboro Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carrboro Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. There's a saying that goes, never cry wolf, unless you mean it. Another saying goes, never yell fire in a crowded theater, unless there really is one. And finally, there's the word explosives. That word is explosive in itself. Well, it actually was used last week as I stood in line at the Chapel Hill main post office. The postal clerk asked the routine question they are required to ask. Does the package contain liquid, perishable, or hazardous material? The man answered, explosives. I couldn't believe what I had heard, nor could the postal clerk. What? She asked. It was just a joke, he answered. She replied, this is a federal facility, and you should never joke by saying something like that. I fully expected she would call the Chapel Hill police and have the man arrested, but she didn't. If he were at the airport and had uttered that word to a Homeland Security inspector, the man would have been immediately arrested. If the postal clerk had called the police, the post office would have been evacuated and closed. And the man, he would have been interrogated not only by the Chapel Hill police, but the FBI as well. I guess I'm glad it turned out the way it did. But if someone were foolish enough to say the E word again to a postal clerk, it could be an entirely different outcome. And the man, well, he was lucky this time. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The North Carolina baseball team hits the field in Durham this afternoon in its first game of the ACC tournament. The Tar Heels will take on Miami, a team that Carolina beat 2 out of 3 in the regular season. And the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, who led his squad to a 48-8 regular season record and the number one seed in the tournament, is looking forward to getting things started.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is look at the first two games of the tournament so far to see how balanced and how good, you know, our league is. And, you know, from beginning to end, I mean, it is a tough stretch. Everybody knows when we start, those 10 weekend series are tough and back-to-back-to-back games. No other sport has to do that and rebound from a Friday night to a Saturday afternoon or Saturday night to Sunday and get over wins very quickly and losses very quickly. So I think anything can happen in this tournament. It already has.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other Carolina sports news, Lauren Shealy, a rising junior on the Tar Heel field hockey team, has been named Sports Illustrated's College Athlete of the Year in recognition of her academic and athletic success.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Game time for Carolina once again is 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. 647 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Traffic and weather now. Traffic brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or that special custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. Now, say good morning to Rand Northam, who was all attired this morning in a really nice, fashionable plaid dress shirt and coordinating tie, and looks quite good.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate that. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And 3 days from D.A., folks. 3 days until Rand is no longer a single guy.
That's right.
Yeah. We're proud of you, man. You're holding up pretty well.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's really getting exciting now, and every day, you know, I think I hit kind of a new wave of, emotions, just kind of, and it's all excitement. It's, you know, nervous excitement, that kind of thing, but it's all good stuff. So
you're not showing it. Well, you're doing a good job holding it all in.
Well, appreciate that.
Well, I haven't talked to Randy about it, but, you know.
Yeah, well, a different story there. I'm sure she is very nervous.
Well, you're holding up remarkably well, I might add.
We'll
see what the story is tomorrow.
That's right, yeah. We'll see.
All right, well, enough of this. What's happening with traffic this morning?
Traffic is moving smoothly for the most part. There is one slowdown to let you know about. 15501 northbound between NC-54 and I-40, seeing a delay this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. The roads are wet out there. We've had some, had some heavy rain come in this morning, so be on the lookout for that. Might see some wet spots, and just use a little extra caution. Give yourself a little extra time to get to work this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and we ask you to do that safely.
Extremely well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in about a half an hour from
now. Sounds
good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Go online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 69 degrees and wet this morning. The rain's coming down pretty steadily. Don't know how that's going to affect today's play in the ACC baseball tournament in Durham. Showers and thundershowers likely today to the tune of 70% all day. Our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. And low tonight, about 60. Chance of rain, 70% tonight, too. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, clear and cooler with the lows in the upper 40s. And then on Saturday night and Sunday, actually, pretty good weather. Sunny skies in the daytime with a high about 75. And then at night, it will be clear with the low in the middle 40s. So pretty good weather is on the way, but it's really rainy out there today. 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Celebrity birthdays on the way. Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today is WCHL Hometown Hero. All of that is straight ahead on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I have been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984. and one of the dentists at the Kennedy Dental Group. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls, and we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. People bring all kinds of issues, but frequently they're nervous or they're distracted. Sometimes they're in pain, and they really need us to hear their concerns. It's not always what's obvious from a technical level to a dentist, but maybe what the patient is saying or what's even spoken between the lines that we need to hear. And in patients, actually, we feel like these folks are our friends, and we do our best to put them at ease. We offer oral conscious sedation for anxious patients, and it really helps to kind of get them over that fear, maybe get them healthy again. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We will start with bluegrass singer Mack Wiseman, who's 88 years old today. Actor Nigel Davenport, 85. Actress Barbara Barry is 82. And here's one that'll blow your mind. Actress Joan Collins is 80 years old today. Actor Charles Kimbrough, 77. See here. Country singer Misty Morgan, 68. Singer Luca Bloom, 58 years old today. Actor comedian Drew Carey is 55. I would have thought he was older than that, but I guess not. Actor Lyndon Ashby, 53. Actress model Karen Duffy, 52. Actress Laurel Holloman, 45. Singer Jewel, 39 years old today. Actor Lane Garrison, 33, and actor Adam Wiley, 29. A couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. George Hindenock has a birthday today, and George will pound those drums just a little bit harder today, another year older. And our birthday winner of the day is Sarah Blackland. Over at the Carborough Farmers Market, Sarah Blackland has a birthday today, and Sarah's going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamont in Chapel Hill and also at Fordham Boulevard. Sarah Blackland, our UPS winner of the day, birthday winner from WCHL. Sarah, hope it's a great celebration for you.
All right, time for morning trivia on WCHL. You haven't officially got your day started until you have the trivia question with Freddie Kite.
This is correct. We hope you're got your thinking cap on and that all the synapses are firing.
I have my thinking cap on. I'm not sure if the synapses are firing yet.
I understand that.
To be honest with you.
Well, I'm same thing as yesterday. I'll be heading on over to the DBAP.
Well, it's nice of you to stop by here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Go get a grab a bite to eat and then head on over for my crew call.
Atlantic Coast Conference baseball tournament going on at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and the Tar Heels are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
That's going to be a good thing. Mm-hmm. And, folks, I mean, it's going to be some great baseball over there, so if you got a chance, go over. I think there's some single tickets still available.
Absolutely.
I mean, this conference is loaded in baseball talent.
We're lucky to have another great stadium just a few miles away where we could play.
Of course, oh, gosh, yeah.
I love Boshammer Stadium, too.
Yeah.
And Durham Bulls Athletic Park is a great place. And should be fun.
Well, and I tell you what, if we play well and we, you know, do well in the ACC tournament, of course, if we win it, there's mm-hmm. a good likelihood there's going to be a regional and a super regional in Chapel Hill at the Bosch.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, there's so many outstanding baseball teams in the ACC. This is like a World Series caliber tournament.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is a mini World Series.
It really is.
You're right. And we're going to do another question about Carolina baseball.
Okay.
All right, you ready, folks?
I'm ready for it.
All right, speaking of which, the Heels open today in the ACC baseball tournament. Mm-hmm. The last time the Heels won the ACC baseball title, it was 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Name the team that year that Carolina topped in the championship game, giving them their fifth ACC tournament championship.
I think I know, but I'm not sure.
So we're going back to 2007 when the Heels last won the ACC championship. As far as tournament,
mm-hmm.
who was the team they defeated in the title game?
Good question.
Thank you very much, and we hope that you'll give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, which you tell me.
9245.
Call us, please. And if you do,
you can swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
And you get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are...
good to go.
Yes, sir.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Davis Whitfield is today's WCHL hometown hero. He's the commissioner of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association.
Ron, we oversee approximately 400 high schools across the state of North Carolina as it relates to high school athletics, and our office is right here in Chapel Hill and has been for 100 years. We started back in 1913, and this year marks our 100th anniversary, and we were actually started by the University of North Carolina, and then were transferred over to the school people to operate high school athletics.
Davis Whitfield is proud of the impact the association has had on young people over the years.
We basically try to provide some structure and leadership and governance of high school athletics. We try to provide a co-curricular opportunity for education across the state. Athletics is one of those pieces that provides sportsmanship, leads to integrity, leadership, honesty, character, teamwork. Those are the core values in high school athletics.
Our North Carolina High School Athletic Association has played quite a role in the history of our state.
Well, we have touched so many people, and when you look at the wonderful administrators and coaches and athletic directors that we've had and the lives that they've touched, and when I talk about some of the great players that have played in North Carolina in our high schools, the Michael Jordans and the David Thompsons and some of those wonderful student athletes who have been part of our programs, they have been brought through those programs by those wonderful coaches, ADs, and superintendents. So it's not just the leadership, but it's all-encompassing, and when you look at the values and those core leadership traits that those individuals bring to those young people, they become productive citizens as they grow older and begin to serve our state and our country.
Whitfield says the association is celebrating a century in business all summer long.
When we turn 100 years old, that's certainly a mark for any association or any entity, but when you look at the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and all that we've accomplished over 100 years, it truly is a monumental occasion to celebrate, and this year is chock-full of celebration activities. We're honoring our coaches and athletic directors and superintendents, and we're honoring our athletic teams and those schools for their accomplishment. Here we're also celebrating 100 to remember. We're naming the top 100 administrators, coaches, and athletic directors across the state. We've got a commemorative book out that chronicles the first 100 years of the NCHSAA. We just are celebrating the history of arguably the best association in the country, and I certainly have not done all of that in my 3 years here. Certainly my predecessor, Charlie Adams, and then those before him certainly laid the groundwork, and we've got a wonderful group of individuals working for the young people of North Carolina.
Thank you to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association for 100 years. And congratulations, Davis Whitfield, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Boy, I tell you, I thought for a while we weren't going to get a winner this morning. That was kind of a tough question. What team did Carolina beat to win its first ACC tournament championship back in 2007? Well, that team was Wake Forest, and did you know that Wake Forest won a national championship? They won the College World Series back in the 50s. It is absolutely true. And John Wilson, who just happens to be a member of the UNC grounds crew, called in with the answer to the question this morning, and I just told John, you guys do a heck of a job. I'm telling you. I mean, they do a wonderful job over at Carolina for athletic events, keeping everything looking good, and doing a good job with not only Bochimer Stadium, but Keenan Stadium, and just a fantastic job. John Wilson gets a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, and also gets to swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners. And thank you so much, John, for listening. Freddie will have another trivia question for you later on in the day, or not later in the day, but tomorrow morning. And don't forget, ACC tournament later in the day. Carolina playing at 3.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development.